Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Cetra, and I am back. I'm back with who? Erica Flint. And I tell you what we're going to talk about today. We're going to start off with, and we might get onto something else, but I definitely want to cover this. I'm calling this episode Praising Hypnotists and Hypnotherapists Around the World Because of Your Unique Qualities. Let me tell you about Erica. Erica is way up there in like Bellingham, Washington. She is a what I would describe as a rising star in the profession. She's just gone full-time a few months ago. She is already spoke at the National Guild of Hypnotists. She started off with a regular certification training up there in Washington, found out it wasn't enough, took our 5 Path 2.0 course, our DVD set, and all of a sudden, everything she started doing was working. And then she actually went through our Week of Power course and got the live through our online setup through the internet, watched, was on a live class, but from up there in Bellingham, Washington. And now she's actually a trainer for us, and she's just doing great things. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal, I'm doing great. Thank you for that introduction, and it's great to be here today. It's cold up here in Bellingham like it is, I think, across the country right now, but I'm doing great. Thank you. And let me tell everybody about you. So Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame in the profession and not just because of all of these great training videos. He's also won every award in the profession. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, and he's been on television and radio promoting hypnosis and promoting his books. He's the trainer of some of the best in the profession, and he's still training, he's still speaking, he's still doing all sorts of amazing, great things, and he's having a profound effect on me and my practice, because as he mentioned, I went through 5 Path, I started seeing clients, went full time, and everything has just been going great since then. I love the work that I do with hypnosis, helping people, and so Cal, I love this topic, praising the hypnotherapists around the world, so good idea.
Thank you very much, Erica. And by the way, I haven't won every award in the profession, but I'm working on it. I'm doing my best. And you know, that's what it takes. You just have to go out there and do your best. And I've got a list here of 7 or 8 things that I just want to dedicate an episode to you folks out there who are doing the work every day, be it part-time or full-time, 2 days a week or 5 days a week or 6 days a week, because you know, the personality and the soul of the hypnotist is special. Not everybody can be a hypnotist. A consulting hypnotist, hypnotherapist, we use all these terms interchangeably. The person who uses hypnosis to help normal everyday people with normal everyday problems so they can be happier, healthier, wealthier, and more successful. So my first one is puts others first. This is an absolute requirement. If you are absolutely a selfish person and that you're first all the time, this is the wrong profession for you. The hypnotist always puts his or her client's needs first. If, for example, if that individual isn't a right fit for you and what you do, then you refer them on to someone else. Now, you would lose money. You might lose future clients because if you did well with that person, they would, you know, say nice things about you and refer family and friends. But if you thought inside of yourself that that person would be better off with someone else or anything, you always put your clients first. How do you feel about that, Erica?
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, we've got to do what's best for our clients at all times. And if you know somebody that can help your client or a person that comes to you for help more than you can, you know, somebody in your area that specializes in that or does something, you know, you're just know for certain that they can be helped from, by somebody else, I agree. You need to refer that person to them.
Right, and it actually goes more than just referring people out. That's just an example. In every single case, you need to put your clients needs first, because that's part of being a professional. Second, hypnotists, you're courageous. I mean, at the core of you, you are courageous people, because for one thing, you're picking a career that's outside of the norm. You're not an engineer where there's a, you know, all these engineers that have paved the way before you. It's already a profession. Or a psychologist where, you know, you become a psychologist and the profession has already been paved. You are courageous in that we are still in a very pioneering stage of the profession. And so it's not for the weak of heart or the faint of heart. If you're a hypnotist and you've been in this profession for a while, in fact, even if you're just coming in to this profession, you are a courageous soul. How do you feel about that, Erica?
That's absolutely true. Beyond what you're saying about, you know, the profession isn't fully, you know, we're pioneers, right? Not fully accepted by mainstream yet. A lot of people still think that we do things that are popular in Hollywood, right? But every day that you go and help your clients, you're doing some courageous things. You know, you're helping them, you're putting yourself out there. And, you know, I know that when I'm in front of a client talking with them, I am there 100% of the time. And there are times when you don't always know exactly where things are going to go, but you just do it. You know, you get the good training and you do it, and you do it anyway, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, what you are this put other people first, courageous, entrepreneurial person. That brings the next one, entrepreneurial. And it goes hand in hand with courageous. You know, many people who come into this profession, they've taken a safer route previously. So many people come to our profession after, you know, after high school or tech school or after college. They go into something that made a lot of sense at the time. It might be, you know, social work, or it might be engineering, or whatever it is. And it was kind of the safe thing. It made sense at the time. But at some level, it didn't fulfill. It fulfilled one thing. You got that paycheck every week or every month, however you got paid. But at some level, it didn't fulfill that desire inside of you to be, maybe have your own to build a profession, to have your own business, to have that entrepreneurial type lifestyle. I love the entrepreneurial lifestyle. Before I was into the world of hypnotism, I worked at a Lutheran Social Services, and before that I worked for another kind of social services kind of situation. Before that I worked at the North Dakota State Hospital, and I got a check. And although it was really cool and fulfilling in many ways, nothing really fulfills for me in a work environment the same as being the captain of your ship. Being the captain, you making the decisions, you being the leader, you being the main contributor. I just love it. I don't have a boss that tells me what to do. I just know that I provide my own motivation. I come up with my own creativity. I decide what needs to be researched. I take the gamble on the ad. I teach the courses. I can tweak the courses on the run. I mean, as I have an outline, as I'm going through the course, I'll get an idea, I'll write it into the outline, amend the outline for next time. It's fabulous. So this entrepreneurial kind of situation, if you're a hypnotist and you're not getting a regular check because you've been hired somewhere, which makes up about 99 and 44 one-hundredths of you, congratulations to you for being a hypnopreneur. What do you think of that, Erica?
Oh, I totally agree with you, Cal. I absolutely love being a hypnopreneur, being an entrepreneur. I love the aspect of, you know, it's up to me, but I feel so alive, right? It is all up to me. I can do whatever I want. If I see, you know, if I want to promote something over here, I can go and do that. If I want to create a class, I can go and do that. If I want to go speak, I can go and do that. The world is right there for you to do whatever you want. And there are lots of opportunities, but it's up to you. You've got to take action. You've got to do it. And that kind of, there's some courage in there too. So I think, when I think of an entrepreneur, I think there's some courage that comes with that too.
Beautiful. So, Erica, all these things are true about you, and they're successful about anyone that's being, it's truthful about anyone that's being successful. Erica, you put other people's first. Erica, you are courageous. Erica, you are entrepreneurial. And here's the next one, persistent. Mm. There's so many things that are going on in our lives. People calling for our attention. People even telling us that our goals are not valid, or that we're crazy for being in the hypnotist, but we are focused, we are determined, and we are persistent. And if you are in this profession after any length of time, congratulations to you for being one persistent son of a gun. How about that, Erica?
That's absolutely true, Cal. And with persistency, you know, you don't always get the results you want every single time, but you be persistent and you keep going because, you know, like there are some things as an entrepreneur, you're going to put marketing material out there. You're going to put things out online. You're going to, you know, you're going to do new adventures, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to try this out. We'll see what works. Not everything is going to work, but be persistent. It doesn't mean that you failed at anything at all. It means that you get feedback, right? And then you're persistent and you keep on doing, you keep on making things better. So persistency is absolutely part of this.
You know, the so many people, they're only aware of what I've done and succeeded at. But there's so many things. My staff knows we try this and we try that. We try this and we try that. Something starts working. Then we tweak it. We put more energy into it. But so many things don't work or don't work at first. And you must go back to them over and over again. You must be persistent. Okay, here's something that I think is really cool. It's a little bit different from what I've been talking about, and that is hypnotist, you are an open-minded individual. That's right. You're an open-minded individual. You have an open mind because most people would not give the career a chance. I mean, you remember when you were first thinking about getting this career? All these people would be going, say what? You know, you want to be a what? And they just want to close you down right away. But you're an open-minded individual that you could go to a trainer and learn these different things, read books, and just be open-minded that there might be another way to be successful in helping others besides psychology or besides NLP or besides, you know, counseling or whatever it is. What do you think about that, Erica?
Absolutely, and I think you can take that one step further because when we're working with our clients, we have to be open-minded too. You know, we don't want to have any set ideas exactly about what a particular client, you know, they're going to come in the door and you listen to them and you're going to figure out how to help this person, but you got to be open-minded about it because your clients are going to surprise you, right? And so if you've pigeonholed your clients in any way, that's a mistake. So you want to be open-minded when you're working with your clients too.
Absolutely. So who's the hypnotist? The hypnotist is someone who puts other people first. Courageous, entrepreneurial, persistent, open-minded, and number six on my list is self-developer. Self-developer. You are someone that you don't have to go to school for 4 years or 2 years or 8 years to develop into a professional. You are a person who says, okay, now I'm ready for this book. Or let me see, you focus on self-development because that's what it takes to succeed. You must step up, learn more things, and be a model of success. That's a really important thing. The self-developer continues to work on him or herself to try to turn their office into a model, their business into a model, themselves into a model, so that other people can succeed by learning from what you've done. So you're a self-developer so that others can benefit from what you've done. How's that, Erica?
Absolutely, Cal. And you know what? I learn from the world around me. I don't think that, oh, I'm going to go take this class and that's where I learn. I learn everywhere I go. If I'm online and I see something that somebody is doing that caught my attention, I'm going to think, oh my gosh, is that something that I can do for my own business to help bring in new clients, for example, or tell people about a class that I'm teaching. So I'm constantly, you know, open-minded about where I'm going to get my learning because it comes from everywhere.
Absolutely. Next on my list, you see yourself as being worth investing in. Now, this is an attribute people don't think about all the time, but on the first day of my classes, I congratulate those who are there. And I'll say to them, I'll say, you know what, for every one of you that's in this class, there's others out there who never made it. For one reason or another, they didn't see themselves as being worth investing in. You hypnotists out there who have been certified or have purchased a distance learning course, have invested a significant amount of money, be it a few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, or more. There's something in you that's different. So many out there, they go, oh, I probably won't do anything with it, or I'll probably just get started and stop. But something inside of you said, you know what? I am worth investing in. I'm worth spending that $2,000-$3,000, you know, which is a pittance compared to what you're going to be making in the profession if you fulfill these other criteria. So you are worth investing in, and you know it. How about that, Erica?
Absolutely, Cal. And you know, I think for a couple things, some people don't take the time, right, to think about investing in themselves. And so I think it's really important that when you think about investing in yourself, it's actually an investment. You're actually getting something out of it. And this is something that you can do every single day, not just by taking a great class and investing in yourself over the course of a few weeks or weekends or something like that, but investing in yourself every single day. And this is, you know, something that I talk about with my clients. It's like, look, if you invest in yourself every day with self-hypnosis or doing something good for yourself, it's going to pay off. And this is the same thing. You've got to look at what you're doing for yourself as an investment.
Perfect. We're on the same wavelength here. All right. I'm going to have one more, but I want to give you an opportunity first, Erica. As I'm reading through these, you're probably getting some ideas of maybe one or two attributes you'd like to add to the list. Now, I didn't tell Erica what my list was ahead of time. I said it'd just be more spontaneous. Did anything come to mind that I haven't put on the list yet?
Well, one of the attributes that I think is really important to do this work is just, you could call it kindness or compassion. So it's just a deep, deep care for yourself, for other people, for the planet. And it's just a real sense of your ability and your ability to connect with somebody else on a level that is kind of based on love and kindness and compassion. So I would add that to the list.
All right, yeah. So caring, compassionate, empathy, wanting to see other people succeed, absolutely. All right.
Yep.
Hypnotist, here's my last one for today. And I, you know, we could go on. There's probably 50 great attributes of a hypnotist. If you can think of an attribute that you think is important that I didn't list here or Erica didn't list here, just put it down in the comments below and heck, add it. Let's see. You are a tough soldier. Hypnotist, you are a tough soldier in so many ways. All the things above that I mentioned, but you are in the trenches, especially if you are doing the heavy duty work like 5-Path or time tunneling technique after having someone talk about their echoes with 7-Path self-hypnosis. You look those emotions right in the eye. That client might be crying or they might be in a state of fear, but you move forward, tough, like a soldier on a mission. You are going to help this person get through this problem. They've tried everything else. They've tried the counselor. They've tried the self-help book. They've tried the priest. They've tried everything they can think of before they came to see you, the witch doctor. I mean the hypnotherapist. And so you are the tough soldier or the tough sailor, or the tough airman, the tough marine of let's personal change. And so I really admire anyone and respect anyone that is really doing this kind of work on a regular basis and just keep stepping it up, keep stepping it up, get better and better. All these attributes are like muscles. As you use them, they become stronger. They become more reliable, more finely tuned. So, hypnotist, I just congratulate you on being the person you really are inside and manifesting that every day in a way that helps yourself and helps other people succeed. All right, wrap it up, Erica.
All right, well, Cal, I just wanted to say, you know, one reason that I think we can be these tough soldiers is, at least from my perspective, I know that I can help somebody. So even when they're crying, I can honestly and with kindness and compassion and everything that I know how to do, I know that they can be helped with hypnosis in one way or another. And so that's a wonderful feeling inside. It's great to be able to help people like that. Well, thank you everyone for joining us here today. I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com or ErikaFlint.com. And we would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear, you know, topic ideas for upcoming episodes. And I'd love to hear your feedback on this particular episode by leaving comments below.
Thank you very much. So everybody, what's the class? We have a class coming up at the end of February. Let's see, it's February 23rd to March 6th, 2015. We have the Week of Power, that's the advanced class. I'm reading down at my monitor, that's why I'm looking down. A Week of Power Advanced Hypnosis, May 3rd to the 19th, 2015. If you're watching this video and those classes have passed, just, on this website, on calbanion.com, just go to the schedule of training upcoming events, and you'll see where I am and what I'm doing and how you can join me either live on site at the Banion Hypnosis Center or online. Love to see you there either way. All right, that's it. Thank you very much, Erica. Happy birthday to me today. Bye. Over and out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.